This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault. And this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk some dogs with our buddy Mike Griffith from Dog Nation. We talked with Barbara Dooley earlier. She was sharing stories about her experience with this game. It's always a big deal. And, Mike, good to have you back on the show. You know, they've had a week off in preparation. But let's talk about the vibe in Athens as the dogs get ready and get set for Florida on Saturday. I don't think a lot of people are thinking this is going to be a game because of the turmoil with Florida and changing of coaching and all the stuff that's happened. How do you feel about that?
Well, I don't know what people you're talking to, but you're not talking to Kirby Smart and his staff and the Georgia players. I mean, you guys got to remember, Florida led this game at halftime last year, and you know, there's still a lot of people that believe that if DJ Legway hadn't left that game in the second quarter with a hamstring injury, that Florida might have pulled that out. I mean, just from a matchup standpoint, you know, be careful when you evaluate Florida. This is a team that's played the number one schedule in the nation, and yeah, there's a coaching change, but you know, from talking to the people in Florida, there's a little bit of energy. There's some people that felt like Billy Napier might have slowed down the play calling a little bit, and
oh, wow.
I think the Gators are going to come out pretty aggressive against Georgia, so I'm expecting a dogfight, and I think Kirby Smart's got his team expecting that as well.
They're just so sort of, I don't know, schizophrenic. Well, a lot of people in Gainesville are schizophrenic. But, no, it just seems like the defense, they got a lot of guys that look like they look pretty good in an NFL uniform, but they never seem to put four quarters together or, you know, can get on a run. Obviously, if they did, he'd still be there. But I think they still got some guys that can bring the thump on defense. You agree?
No question. And, you know, again, be careful. Remember that was the team that beat Ole Miss last year and pretty much knocked them out of the playoff, and all this after they wanted to hire Lane Kiffin last year, and then he goes to the Swamp and loses. And, you know, think about it like this, just some perspective. And again, guys, I know that transitive properties don't always work, and I know that teams do change as the seasons progress. But Ohio State beat Texas by 7 points. Florida beat them by 8. That's the number one team in the country. So, I could be wrong. Georgia could go in there and play their best game of the year and win by 2 touchdowns. But if you want to look for a trend, I don't know if you realize this, but in 10 of the last 11 games Georgia's played against Power 4 teams, they've tied or trailed at halftime. So let me say that again. So that means only once out of the last 11 games against Power 4 teams has Georgia led at halftime.
Yeah, that is not a good trend when you're trying to come from behind and play great in the second half. We're talking with Mike Griffith here from Dog Nation. Dogs are 6-1, 4-1 in the SEC. They've won 4 in a row, 7 of 8 in the neutral site at Jacksonville. Only one of those 8 games was even close, and that was 24-17 in 2019, which is why I think Dog fans have a lot of confidence. But, Mike, I'm with you on this. That's why I asked the question to start with, you know, this perception. Oh, coaching change, turmoil. Sometimes those things can come back to bite you. We talked with Alabama's coach today, Kalen DeBoer, and he said, look, the word you used, which I used, which was galvanized, sometimes these coaching changes can do that. What do you think about them up front defensively? You talked about the Texas game. When their defensive front is playing well, they've been in a lot of these games.
Well, I think they're young, and I think the place where Florida can be had is in the secondary. And I believe from everything Billy Gonzalez has said, they're coming after Gunnar Stockton, and they're going to press him. And Gunnar is going to have to make some throws downfield. And we know he's made some good ones. We know he's had his moments, and we know that The last time we saw him, he was 12 of 12 in the second half, and that win over Ole Miss, I mean, really a tremendous performance from Gunnar Stockton. I felt really vaulted him into the Heisman Trophy conversation. But you're only as good as your last game, and I think Gunnar's going to have to do it again there at EverBank Stadium.
I mean, we saw the story today that dropped about Gunnar Stockton and the relationship, the tight relationship he had with his grandfather. I mean, if he didn't lose his grandfather, I mean, it's like, how many folks would yell, Todd Grantham? You know, it felt like they were having a heart attack. He lost his grandfather at the Georgia-Florida game. So they've talked about how he's fired up. And this guy, you know, you and I debated about Bobo's play calling. He's executing it, Mike, I mean, perfectly. He's making all the right decisions. And now the tight ends are becoming a part of this offense. Does that continue on Saturday?
Well, it just depends on how Florida defends them. You know, so much of what Georgia does in this pro-style offense, and this is why Kirby Smart loves it, because no matter what you throw at them, theoretically, they've got an answer. They're going to look and see where you're lined up. They're going to see where the matchups are. Now, as it turned out, was the tight end. And if we're going to be honest, the Ole Miss defense isn't that good. I mean, I've seen the stats, and people go, oh, my goodness, look what Gunnar Stockton's done against ranked teams. Well, Tennessee and Ole Miss aren't great defenses. They are ranked teams, but those defenses are really nothing to write home about. Florida is going to be the best defense that Georgia has seen all year. Now, I know that Auburn ranks slightly above the Gators in the defensive statistics, but again, Florida has played the number one schedule in the country. So you've got to kind of take that into account. And that's why I say it's going to be a big challenge for Gunnar Stockton, and I think Kirby Smart's challenged his staff to get off to a better start. This is not a game that you want to fall behind in.
Mike, what do you think about the buyouts we've seen in college football? Does it continue? Do these buyouts get bigger? Is there an adjustment that we're going to see happen? Or is this just where we are with college football?
Well, unfortunately, it is where we are right now. I'm just not sure who's going to make the first move. I mean, what school wants to be the one to offer a smaller contract when they're trying to hire somebody new or a lower buyout? They're not going to get right. Their man, right? And that's the other question. Where are the qualified coaches at? I mean, these are some great positions that are open, but remember, Brian Kelly left Notre Dame as the winningest coach in Notre Dame history. I don't know if you're going to find anybody with a resume like that. It's proven, at least. Now, I've heard Rhett Lashley's name from SMU. This seems to be an up-and-coming coach. We hear John Sumrall from Tulane. These are guys that are coming from smaller schools. But, you know, just talking to Brian Kelly earlier this year, he said, hey, look, you're not going to come into this league and out X and O anybody. You're going to have to come into this league and acquire a great deal of talent, and then you're going to have to coach those guys up and find a system that works. So, to me, it's all about the portal. I think that's why Lane Kiffin is so coveted. He's proven he can build a program out of the portal. From year to year, it changes, much like the NFL. And I think after Lane Kiffin, I don't know that there's any obvious answers out there. I look at a guy like Dabo Sweeney, though, at Clemson, where he doesn't really have the NIL money, and I think to myself, he was able to build a program there that beat Alabama and Nick Saban a couple of times, probably with lesser resources. What if you gave Dabo that salary pool? What if you could take a guy like Pat Narduzzi, that's won the ACC at a school like Pitt that doesn't even have an on-campus facility and plays in an NFL stadium? You take a guy like that that's done a lot at a program with less, and you give him SEC resources. Those would be two of the veteran names that I might consider.
I mean, the thing is about much of these coaches, when you get into it, even Lane Kiffin, the winning record against elite competition, top 10, top 25, it's not really there. And that's what's so funny, a guy like James Franklin, who did everything but, you know, put the cherry on top of the sundae. If you're in a team which is like an LSU, why do I want a guy who can't get to the top, who can't push my team over the goal line? That's why I think it's more compelling for guys like Clark Lee. You listen to Clark Lee speak, you want to jump through a brick wall for this guy. You give him resources. Or does Clark Lee now with the new world of the new paradigm, does he stay at a place like Vanderbilt? Because they lock him up soon.
Boy, that's a great question. You know, we know that his salary isn't among the highest, but what's Clark Lee without Diego Pavia? That'd be my question. You know, I think, you know, and don't get me wrong, they have built a really good team, and they've got, I think, what, 22, more than 22 guys that are seniors or graduates. So it's also a very old Vanderbilt team. They've done a really nice job building that. I think that's intriguing, though, when you mentioned Clark Lee, and does he leave a school like Vanderbilt? You know, I believe if you look at the top 10 right now, five of the top 10 teams are coached by a coach that attended that school, which I think says a lot, right? Because I think that provides some continuity in the thought that, you know, yes, I'm more inclined to choose this school because my coach is going to be there in 4 or 5 years versus going to a school where if your coach leaves, your deal's done because the next guy's going to bring his guys in or you're going to have to renegotiate. So I think those are things to look for. I think obviously that's something that both Georgia and Georgia Tech have going for them with Brent Key and Kirby Smart. I mean, these are clearly destination jobs. I've got a buddy that does sports radio up at Michigan State. And I went there long ago, not that it's that important. But he says to me, hey, you know, Michigan State might get rid of their coach. What do you think about them hiring Brent Key? I said, I think it's in your dreams. I don't think Brent Key would leave Georgia Tech for anybody. Well, the Georgia Tech AD's here. Okay, well, that's great. But Brent Key is a Yellow Jacket. And he bleeds that golden, and he's thinking about nothing but beating Georgia 365. And the same with Kirby Smart. These guys aren't going anywhere, and I think that's a huge advantage for these programs.
I agree. Mike Griffith, what do the Dawgs need to do Saturday to win this game? In your opinion, what do you think the keys are?
Well, I think Gunner's got to hit some throws downfield, and, you know, there's a question mark now with Colby Young out with that broken leg. You got to find a new X-perimeter receiver that can get it done. You went in the portal and got Noah Thomas from A&M for him to make these sorts of plays, but if he doesn't, maybe C.J. Wiley's ready. Maybe you put Elias Williams out there, spread him out. You get Gunner a big target to go downfield to. I think you put the ball in Zachariah Branch's hands as many times as you need to. He's dynamic. He's the best player on the football team, and I think you play clean. You know, one of the secrets for Gunnar Stockton's success is he hasn't made the catastrophic play. You think back to the Notre Dame game and the strip sack fumble in the first half was the beginning of the end for the Bulldogs. I think Gunnar's done a better job getting rid of the ball and using his mobility to avoid those dangerous situations. And he's going to have to avoid turnovers again because Florida's looking for anything to give him life. Like you said, the galvanizing experience. If you're the Gators, you got nothing else to play for but each other. And, you know, you beat the Georgia Bulldogs. Your season's made.
Great.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Stuff. Mike Griffith, tell everybody where they can read you and follow your stuff.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys. So, you know, we do a lot on the AJCSports.com website. I've got a comparison story on Haynes King and Gunnar Stockton, a lot of experts. David Pollock. How about David Pollock saying Haynes King's better? You got to appreciate Pollock, man. He'll throw it out there.
Always.
He's not shy about pissing people off. So I would say the AJCSports.com site as well as our DogNation.com site and then on Twitter at MikeGriffith32.
Good stuff. We'll talk to you next week, man. We'll see what happens. Thank you again.
Look forward to it, guys. Have a good one.
Hey, Carl, maybe Billy Gonzalez finds lightning in a bottle, beats Georgia, and gets to keep the job.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.